who are new, let's stand and start praise and worship together this morning. Hallelujah. God is in this place and we worship him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We bless your name, God. Worship you, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Jesus.
all together to the top. Oh, hear my cry.
Every distress, I call upon you, God. Fortress, my defense, you are my help.
Oh yes, you are.
Sing it again, sing it like a prayer. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let's sing it. Sing it like a prayer, like you mean it. Say, I'm strong. Blessed be your holy name. Can you put your trust in him this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get the band to sing a song the Lord has been singing with me all week. Hope like no other. So you can look for it. You are my hope. Hope like no other. So please, let's sing it as part of our prayer this morning. Cast all your cares on him and let the Lord have his way in your life and in my life this morning. Hallelujah.
You are my strength.
Yes.
You are my strength. Strength like no
You are my Just wait. Praise the Lord. Let's do things how God wants it done this morning. Turn your Bible quickly to Genesis 1. We're going to read only verse 1 to 3. I will start reading. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Somebody say, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. This morning I'm going to invite whoever wants to come join the children on the altar this morning. If you have a problem, if there's anything bothering your life, anything falls under darkness and chaos, anything that's not working, let the living God, let his spirit move upon the face of it this morning. Let the Spirit of God begin to move. He's already moving before we came. Let him move in. There is no shame in God. We've been delivered from shame. We want to give the devil back what belonged to him, and we want to keep the things of God. Say, God, move upon that situation. God, move upon that situation. I say, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. I don't know what your situation is this morning, but God's light is present. His healing light, his resurrection life, he is a light. Bible says heaven and earth is going to pass away. There will be no more need for sun and moon, but Jesus is going to be the light. So that's a light to power everything. That power is present this morning. And God said, let there be light. We send that light into every darkness, every chaotic thing. And once light come, there was no more darkness, no more chaotic thing. And God began to separate things and begin to call forth things. May the things we call forth today come to pass. As you call forth your finance, as you call, I'm praying already. So if you like play, or if you like, begin to take what belongs to you. When the Spirit of God moves, move at that time. When the cloud of glory show up, move in the glory. When the fire shows up, let the fire begin to lead. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. I'm speaking to things, and I'm speaking to things in my own life. And in this ministry, you begin to speak to things in your own life. Let there be light. 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 And there was light. Hallelujah. And the living light lives. He lives in me. There is light in me. And there is light in you. His light is forever shining. I say light has come and darkness has gone. He is our strong tower that we sang this morning. He is our living hope. He is the one that resurrects our life. When they say game is over, God says game is starting. Oh, we give you praise. Can you shout hallelujah this morning? Oh, blessed be your holy name. I receive deliverance. May deliverance come to you and your household this morning. May freedom come to you and your household. The doors that have been shut against you, I command they open in the name of Jesus. And the doors God need to shut, may he shut them this morning in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, continue to upon our lives 24/7 in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for testimonies, liberties, freedom in this house, wherever the sound of my voice has gone to this morning. Your people are free. Somebody say, I'm free. I'm free indeed. I'm free from every chaotic thing, from every darkness. Only light is shining in my life, in my family, in my spouse's life, in my children's life, in my grandchildren's life, in my great-grandchildren's life, in my parents' life, in every member of my family, in my finance, in my health. The Spirit of God has moved upon the face of this deep, and light is shining forth. God, who commanded light to come out of darkness, has commanded his light upon my life. And I say this morning, it is well with me and my household. Somebody say, it is well with me and my household. When Elisha need to raise that young woman's child, she began to speak, it is well. Is it well? Say, it is well with me and my household. The great woman, that's what the Bible called her. It is well. Somebody say, it's well with me and my household. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, worship team. We thank you for all our beautiful children, biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners all over the world, every child from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those that are in the womb, every single one of them, we say the Lord reign over them. We speak the light of God over them. What we have declared this morning is their portion. In the name of Jesus, they will have their own testimony. You have started doing it already. And we will say, look what God has done. May they learn to give you all the glory. May they learn to give you thanks. And may they say, God has done it. And may they be thankful to the house of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. See you later. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. You are here. We welcome you even though you were here before we were here. We invite you because everything we choose goes with invitation. We must ask you to come. You are not a violator. You come with invitation. We welcome you into our lives, Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive that, for the words you speak, their spirit and life, be magnified and glorified in our lives, church, ministry, family, city, nation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, peace, peace. Save all Israel shall be saved. That's your word. Israel, the apple of your eye, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, your glory. These are the words you spoke over Israel. We receive the same word. We thank you for all the seeds of Abraham that you are blessing because you have given an everlasting covenant. We thank you that that covenant is working right now. Hallelujah. That covenant blessing is even bringing healing. Jesus said, ought not this daughter of Abraham be made whole? Every child of Abraham, I declare and decree that you are made whole. In the name of Jesus, I receive that wholeness. I receive the word of the Lord for me and my household. Every area, it is a done deal because you have done it. All our leaders, all our teachers, all our pastors, all our ministers, apostles, every one of us, myself, everyone, our children, every seed, we bless them. In the name of Jesus, be in the word this morning. Hallelujah. You were not in the chariots, you were not in anything, but everything that came, you were not in the horses, but you came. Your spirit came and lifted Elijah. Let your spirit come this morning in that whirlwind that we now come and take us into the realm of the spirit where the word of the Lord will be real. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Moses and Elijah. Will be present in the service. Be with Apostle. Minister your grace through him as the word comes. And we thank you for healing everyone. Those that are sick of terminal illness, we speak the word of the Lord to cut every sickness out of your system. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be restored, be made whole. All your cells, your bones, your blood, your sinew, all your internal and external organs, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you respond now to the word of the Lord. In Amen. Jesus' mighty name we declare so done.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Apostle.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Everything we do must be done by the leading and guidance of the Spirit of God. Last Sunday morning, began sharing with us about giving. It's a subject that I most times stare away from because of how people react when you start talking about giving. And not just because of how people react, but because of the motivation